Happy to share the microphone this morning with Supervisor Shirley Zane. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Pat.
So there is some good news to report from the Board of Supervisors in terms of a temporary bailout for health services. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, we were able to find through various sources about $16.9 million that we can fill in to the $18 to $19 million projections that we had. It's basically bridge funding for the next couple of years until we've reorganized the department and we can cut costs but also increase revenues, which is really important because we're not getting those Medi-Cal dollars that are desperately needed for any type of mental health service to survive in this day and age.
And why is that?
Why is that? Because there were over projections that never got matched by the state and by the federal government. And you have to, you know, you can say, well, this is what it's going to cost, but the state and the federal government has to agree with you. So there was problems in terms of those projections. And there was a lot of Mental Health Services Act funding given to too many contracts, in my opinion, about 114 contracts or nonprofit providers. Those providers are very important to us. We wanted to hold them in a way that they would not be harmed, so we did some backfilling in March. But there needs to be some cuts because when you're talking about 114 contracts, not all those contracts met our core services, and there was very little oversight once that funding was granted. So we're working on oversight, and then we're going to work on a new procurement methodology over this next year, so nonprofits have to compete for those dollars and their programs and services. That has not happened yet. And meanwhile, we were able to save just about every one of those direct provider positions. We did cut some admin and a little bit in public health, but it sounds like
Shirley that there are still even with the budget assistance by the board that there might still be 80 positions, some of them vacant now. 80
yes,
positions
vacant,
that are still going to be targeted.
Sure. Yeah, the vacant ones, absolutely. But in terms of people who are actually out there providing the services, no, with the exception of some admin and public health.
Well, that's pretty impressive during a time when clearly mental health services
are needed.
You know, needed. They're needed every day, but over the course of the next years.
Well, that's what I said. I think yesterday, Pat, at the meeting, there's never a good time to cut mental health services.
Yeah.
Because across America, with suicide rising and the stigma that we still experience over mental health illness or diseases of the brain, as I like to call it, That's what it is, and we've done very little research, and every time there is a suicide or some type of catastrophic illness, people are shamed and they don't talk about it. And when they don't talk about it, they further that stigma. And, why are we stigmatizing people who are ill? It's so barbaric, and we do not provide enough. But I will say this, there's a continuum of care out there. The county is tasked with providing services to the persistently and severely mentally ill. And the problem we have is that too often those people are not treated by their own health care provider. And I'm talking about the big corporations like Sutter and Kaiser. And I know of two suicides, one a 20-year-old woman and another one a white male in his late 50s who took their lives in the last 2 months. Kaiser patients. The survivors call me. They want to talk. And the other thing, too, I've been holding Sutter to task for not having a psych director. They have 2,000 of our members right now in terms of our employees because we opened up a contract RFP and they applied and they came in a lot cheaper than Kaiser. But meanwhile, with 2,000 of our county family members signed on for Sutter, they're getting better prices, but they shouldn't have to knock on three doors to get psych services.
Yeah.
And there's no psych director. So that's not acceptable to me. A psych emergency is a medical emergency. And for us to relegate it to not being a medical emergency is barbaric, in my opinion, and it also is not in compliance with the 2008 Mental Health Parity Act, which, by the way, the government, you know, how about our federal and state representatives file a big lawsuit against some of these organizations that do not provide parity because they're looking at the bottom line. That's got to happen, too.
It's one of those circumstances, and I know you'll agree with this, Shirley, that the fact that we're still talking about it in this regard is stunning.
After, well, it is stunning because as we are talking today, Pat, you know, people always say they love our veterans. Oh, we salute our veterans. We let them on the plane first. But do we provide them with the essential care they need? Because 22 of them today will take their lives. I mean, you know, we should be outraged. And I think we've been too quiet for too long. And we've got to speak up and demand those people who run for federal office that they think of to take those dollars from those corporations and sue them if they don't provide parity.
And one more question for you, Shirley, before we let you go. It's not an easy one, but do you think the board will have a budget by the end of this week?
Yeah, I think we will. For the most part, with the exception of health services, most of the budgets are balanced and we're in agreement. I did, though, propose adding another $3 million to the behavioral health services so we can expand the mobile support team out east to Sonoma Valley and then restore some of the hours that are getting cut. That is an essential service. I founded it years ago, and it basically provides that mental health services by a traveling support team during the 911 crisis calls for mental health. So if your listeners want to send emails to the supervisors and say, please keep the extended hours for the mobile support team with the $3 million, that would be very helpful. So I'm lobbying for my proposal because it's a good proposal. And that is a service that absolutely gets people back into mental health treatment when they've fallen out and if they've had a crisis. And
it goes to them.
And as the sheriff said, you know, it's penny-wise, pound-foolish to cut mental health services because people who don't get the treatment they need, not only do they end up in jail or on the street, but then when they basically get out of jail, they're going to come right back if they don't get the type of treatment they need.
Don't get me started on former California Governor Ronald Reagan, because we could be here all year long talking about how his efforts, changed the landscape for us.
But let's, in terms of history, let's understand that the advocates also supported Ronald Reagan because people were being locked up and not given any type of empowerment. Their basic human rights were being taken away. So that was some of the thinking, but I think Reagan capitalized on the millions of dollars that would be saved.
Yeah.
And there was no real mindset in terms of treatment. One of the things we have to do in this county is add psych beds. We do not have enough psych beds, and that's one of the problems that continues today.
Well, let's add it to our list of many things to take care of. Glad you're working on this subject, Shirley, and thanks for being here with us this morning.
Okay, thanks so much, Pat. Great to talk to you.